Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
耶稣, 我们要感谢你。
We want to thank you for this church.
我们为这个教会来感谢。
We want to thank you for every church that ever got established upon this earth.
我们为所有在这世上奉你的名而建立的教会。
Because we acknowledge before you that it is not human hands that build a church.
我们承认我们教会的建立不是用人所建立的。
It is all because of Jesus himself. Jesus said that he will build his church. And he will build his church on his rock. And the gates of hell will not be able to overcome his church. Lord, we think about the time that we live in. We think about the age that we live in now, that people love this world and people will not live for your truth.
我们想到现今的世界，人们喜爱自己，但是却不想。But
as for us and our family, we will serve the Lord.
但是至于我们和我们的家，我们必定侍奉。I
pray that you will empower each and every member of this church to be rooted in the gospel.
恳求主你自己来坚固，让教会的每一个人来建立根基在耶稣基督。I
pray that you will build your church block by block, stone by stone. I pray for the Holy Spirit, especially to be upon the leaders. I pray for them that they themselves will be rooted in the gospel. That they will not be distracted by the many noises of this world. But they will faithfully proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we want to pray for this afternoon as we proclaim your gospel. I pray that you will give me clarity of mind to make the message clear. I pray for Joseph that you will give him the clarity of mind for him to translate the sermon. We pray for your Holy Spirit to be upon each and every one of us, that we will be able to understand and we will be able to embrace the gospel of Jesus. We pray for those who do not know you, that they may come to know you. We pray for those who already know you, they will keep pressing on to know you. This is eternal life. That they may know you, the only true God. And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is everything. This is eternal life for us. I pray that this afternoon Jesus' name will be glorified. We also want to pray for the victims of the Japanese earthquake. I pray especially for the church in Japan as well as all the missionaries. We pray that you will empower your people to bear testimony of the hope that they have in Jesus. I pray that you will open the eyes of this stubborn Japanese, that they may see and understand that they are very much in need of the gospel. Lord, I think about the millions and millions of stubborn Chinese also. We think about we were like them. We were no better. But you, out of your love and grace and mercy, you have raised us from death. And we pray that your salvation will reach to the end of this world, that Jesus' name will be glorified. This is our prayer for this Lord's Day. This is our prayer for this new church too. That they will treasure the gospel and they will preach the word to the end of this world. And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So today I have a very simple message. The church in the 21st century. And I have a very simple verse. Just one verse. Okay, so I want you to read with me. And actually I hope that you will memorize it. Okay, let's, you know, if you read English, let me read with me in English. 1, 2, 3. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Chinese.
中文一起听。他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，合并祈祷。
Okay, let's begin. Now this is a very important verse in the Bible. This is the verse that makes the early church a biblical church. And this is a church that will make any 21st century church a biblical church. And let me say this to you, that this is the verse that will make Philadelphia Bible Reformed Church a truly biblical and God glorifying church. So I want every one of you to listen to this. I want you to stay with me for the next hour. Don't fall asleep.
不要落入这个瞌睡。
No texting, no emailing, just stay with me.
也不要做其他的事情。
Alright, so this verse happened, this story took place at Pentecost. But this is not a Pentecost today, this is Pentecost about 2,000 years ago. And this story is about 50 days before Pentecost in around 30 AD. There was a Jewish man by the name of Jesus. He was crucified outside of Jerusalem. The official crime was treason. But his true offense was his claim to be the Jewish God. For that crime that he committed, he was crucified on the cross. However, on the third day after his death, there were rumors about a miraculous resurrection. They said that the tomb was empty. And more than a few disciples saw him with their own eyes. Now you know the rest of the story, right? The resurrected Jesus stayed on earth with the disciples for the next 40 days. He spent time with his followers, teaching them about his true identity, his mission, and all the prophecy in the Old Testament concerning him. Then, after 40 days, he waved goodbye to them. He didn't go to a faraway country. He ascended into heaven. But before he left, he gave them a promise. He said, "You will soon receive my spirit. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. And I will empower you." So for 10 days, this disciple gathered together to pray. For 10 days, they waited in fear and trembling. Then on Pentecost, the Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind.
而在五旬节那天, 圣灵降临，一个很大的改变，像这圣灵像一阵风一样。
And the disciple began to speak in tongues.
这些门徒们就开始说方言。
Languages they have never learned.
是一个他们未曾学过的语言。
Can you imagine your ABC daughter or son suddenly speaking Chinese fluently?
你可以想象在这里长大的这些孩子们突然间讲了流利的中文吗？
That's what's going to happen.
这就是那一天所发生的事。
And a great crowd gathered.
很多许多人聚集。
And Peter.
彼得。
Do you remember Peter?
使徒彼得。
The guy who was impulsive.
这个非常冲动的彼得。
He was ignorant.
他一个非常无知的。
He was a coward.
他也是一个非常怯弱。
He disowned Jesus not one time, not two times, three times.
他否认主不单是一次两次，是三次否认。
And that Peter, he rose up and he preached the sermon of his life.
彼得站起来，他。来见证这个他生命。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
welcome to the first evangelistic meeting of the church.
欢迎你参加这个第一场的正式的福音大会。
And bam, it was good.
这个是非常带有能力的。
It's incredible.
实在是太美妙了。
This guy who I've never preached before.
这个人从来没有这样子有能力的参加。
This fisherman who was not educated.
这个没有学问的渔夫。
He preached with such a great power that 3,000 people were converted.
他能够有力的传讲信息，居然有3,000人信徒。
3,000 people repented, believed, and baptized on the same day.
3,000人悔改信徒当天就受了洗。
But notice what happened next.
但记住下一件事情发生。
Now these people did not just go home after that.
他们不是在成为基督徒以后马上回家了。
You see what the Bible said about them.
圣经怎么描述他们？
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and the prayer.
他们就恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼祈祷。
The 3,000 spirit baptized believers formed a community, a gospel community.
这三千个被圣灵所洗礼的，他们聚集起来，形成一个有力的一个基督徒的群体。
They devoted themselves to a church, to a life together.
他们委身他们自己在一个教会。成为一个福音的群体。
The Christian life is a devoted life.
基督徒的生活生命是一个委身的生命。
They devoted themselves to do that.
他们献身自己。
You know, many years ago, I was in Singapore.
几年前我在新加坡的时候。
I was going to work.
我去工作。
And one time I went out for lunch with two other colleagues.
有一天我跟我的另外两个同事。
And one of my other colleagues was a Christian too, so we were chit-chatting about church and the Bible and everything.
其中有一个是基督徒，我们就开始谈谈教会，谈谈这个圣经。
Yeah. And then my other colleague, you know.
另外一个不是基督徒的这个同事。
She looked at that and said, "You guys are Christian?"
他就很讶异地说，你们两个是基督徒啊。
And I said, "Yeah, sure."
当然是啊，我们当然。
Say, "You're a Christian too?"
你也是吗？
I said, "Yeah, I am a Christian."
我也是啊。
So I said, "What church you go to?"
你去哪个教会的？
I didn't go to church.
我不上教会。
不是 you are a Christian, you don't go to church.
你是基督徒却不上教会。
And she looked at me and she said, "You think you mean I should go to church even when I don't feel like you?"
你想。我即使不想要去教会，我都因为我是基督徒，所以我得上教会吗？
And I say, "Do you come to work when you don't feel like it?"
我就问他说，你不想来工作的时候，你会不会来呢？
You devoted to it.
因为你献身于你的工作。
Do you understand?
你了解这个意思。
It is not I wake up on Sunday morning. Do I feel like going to church today? Maybe.
有一天也许我礼拜天早晨醒来，我就想想说，也许我今天会去教会吧。
When I feel there's a good ball game on the TV, maybe I will skip this Sunday.
如果今天有一场好的球赛，精彩的球赛，我也许说。
No, you devoted to it.
但是你其实你是委身于在其中。
Now, but here the word devoted, at least in Greek, it means so much more than just doing something consistently.
这里的所谓的献身委身的意思，其实比这个意义更深了。
It means wholeheartedly devoted to it.
这个意思是说你全心全意的投入进去。
You know, you understand there's a great difference between going to work every day versus devoting yourself to work.
其实你很容易了解，你我们说举这个上班的例子，你就是日常这样子去上班，跟你全心全意的投入在工作是很不一样的。
Now your children may be going to school every day.
你的孩子也许天天上学。
That doesn't mean that they're devoted to learning. You understand?
他们
So you see that there is a difference. And here it says that the community of faith is a devoted community. They are pouring out their heart into this thing. These are the most important thing ever they have done. Now last year, in the middle of last year, there's a very interesting article in New York Times. There was a article about this American teenager by the name of Joy Womack. Now you can see that Joy is a ballet dancer. In fact, she was one of the best American dancers in the world. Now in 2009, 2 years ago, at the age of 15, Joy left behind her very comfortable life in America and moved to Moscow. She enrolled herself in the Bolshoi Academy. Bolshoi is the world famous ballet academy. Now Joy, when she first moved to Moscow, she knew practically no Russian. She left behind all her friends and family, her mom and dad. She left behind 6 brothers and 2 sisters to live in a foreign land in a small dorm room. Six days a week, Joy learned the difficult Russian language and went to academic classes taught in Russian. Seven days a week, she endured loneliness and disconnections. And up to 8 hours a day, she devoted herself to ballet and quite literally in sweat and tears. This is what I call devotion. True devotion, wholehearted devotion. You know, the American reporter asked Joy, why do you make such a big sacrifice? She's already going to the best dance school in America. Why she have to move to Moscow? You know how she replied? She said this. He said, in America, I never really felt that I fit in. I want to be Russian. It calls to me. Russia calls to me. Do you understand what Joy is saying? Joy is saying that my heart longs for ballet.
他的意思是说,
I want to devote my entire being to ballet.
到一个地步,
but it was not possible in America. You know why? Because in America, ballet is just a hobby. But here in Russia, ballet is a devotion, it's a life devotion. He said, she said, that is the life I want to live. Dear brother and sister, a life of devotion. How beautiful it is, how powerful it is. That longing, that drive to want to devote everything into it. And let me tell you that there's only one way to live the Christian life. And to live with devotion. You know, to live a Christian life means a whole heart devotion to God.
全心全意的,
That's why when you go to the Bible with the New Testament, Paul would compare the Christian life to that of an athlete and a soldier.
难怪保罗在新约圣经里面提到，成为一个基督徒就像成为一个运动员，成为一个军人一样。
It's not a hobby.
不是一个嗜好。
A Christian is a devoted follower of Jesus Christ.
基督徒是一个全心奉献与基督的生命。
And the Church of Jesus Christ is a devoted community.
基督的教会更是一个委身于这样基督的一个群体。
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
today as you establish this new church,
当今天会教会, 成立一个新的教会,
I want you to remember that the most important thing for this church is to create a culture of devotion.
我希望你们能够来成立，能够形成一个这样的文化，能够委身于基督。
You know the last thing you want people to say about your church?
你们最不想听到的关于这个圣经归正教会的事
is that someday someone is about to leave your church?
就是有一天有人要离开这个教会。
And then you ask them why?
你告诉他们，你问他们说为什么离开？
And they will say,
他们就说,
in PBRC,
在, 费城圣经归正教会,
I never really felt I fit in.
我真的觉得很不能够融入这里。
I want to be a Christian.
我想成为基督徒。
But in PBRC, the Christian faith is just a hobby.
但是在这里我们的, 的基督徒却把这个成为基督徒当作只是一个嗜好啊。
It's not a devotion.
而不是一个委身。
I want to go to a church where I could be a devoted follower of Jesus Christ.
我想到一个教会, 这个教会是全心全意全神贯注的。
You understand what I'm saying? If there are people who are leaving this church because this church is too devoted, let them go. But if someone is leaving because they find you guys treating the Christian faith like a hobby, you are in trouble.
把那个基督的那个生命当做一个只是一个你们嗜好而已，那我们就问题大了。We
must devote ourselves to God.
我们必须献身回身于。We
must wholeheartedly devote ourselves to Jesus Christ.
我们必须全人的投入于我们的基督。What
are they? What are we devoting ourselves to?
我们怎么样来投入？
We're devoting ourselves to four things.
我们投入于四样事情。
Number one, the apostle teaching.
第一个就是使徒的教训。
Number two, the fellowship.
第二个环境。
Number three, the breaking of bread.
说明。
And number four, the prayers.
就一项祈祷。
So we're going to go one by one.
我们一个一个来看。
Number one, the early church is a church that devoted to the apostle teaching.
第一个使徒的教训。 这些人全心全意投入于使徒的教训。
What does it mean to be devoted to the apostle teaching?
什么意思是投注在使徒的教训呢?
Well, it means we are devoting ourselves to the word of God.
我们灌注自己在基督耶稣教训上。
You know that we are the people of one book.
我们是一群只有一本书的民族。
This book is everything to us.
这本书是我们的全部。
To say that we are devoting ourselves to apostle teaching is to devote ourselves to the Bible.
讲到说我们投注于使徒的教训，献身于使徒的教训，是意思说我们全神贯注于这一本圣经。
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
在提摩太后书的
All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
所以说圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正教导人，学艺都是有益的，教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样善事。
You see what Paul was saying? He's saying that the Bible is God breathing out.
这里保罗说的是这个圣经的这个经文，这个意思是神所呼出来的气。
The Bible is divine. The Bible is life, life eternal, life abundant.
圣经是神圣的，是神所赐的。
Remember how God created Adam.
你记得神怎么样子创造的？
How God made Adam alive?
神怎么样让亚当成为有灵活人吗？
He breathed into Adam, isn't it?
吹了一口气进入到他里面。
In the same way, as you open your scripture, you see God breathing to you that He will convert sinners that they may become followers of Jesus.
同样的，当我们打开神的话语圣经的时候，神的这个。 一口气进入到我们里面，让我们知道我们是个罪人。
What does this mean for us today? It means that we should put our whole trust in the Word of God. It means that we have to believe in preaching. In preaching God's Word and not our own human wisdom. And we have to believe in God's life-giving power. But let me ask you, does the Chinese church today believe in preaching God's word? Let me ask you again, does the Chinese church today in America believe in the preaching of God's word? No, she doesn't. And that's why when we have an evangelist meeting, we need to have a strong music program. We need to have moving testimonies. You understand? And not just testimony about me, my sin and Jesus' salvation, but testimony about how I almost died of cancer and God saved me.
不是有关于这个福音圣经的见证，乃是关于我自己怎么样子病得医治，得到拯救的这个见证。
And when it's time for the gospel presentation,
当来到这个福音的这个分析的时候，分享。
Who do we invite to be our speaker?
我们怎么样子邀请一些讲人呢？
Well, we got some famous scientists.
我们就会邀请一些有名的这些科学家。
Or some doctors, some PhD.
很多的医生。
Why are we doing all this? Because we have no confidence in the Word of God. But look at the first evangelistic meeting of the church. There's no music program. There's no personal testimony. And the special speaker? The special speaker is an uneducated, stinky fisherman. Will you invite such a man to be an evangelistic meeting speaker? No one will come. But you see what God is doing through Peter? What is foolishness in the world is the power of God for salvation. Therefore, we must devote ourselves into the apostle teaching. We must preach the entire Bible. We must preach clearly the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here's where I'm going to lead you to this very important task in 1 Corinthians 15. What does it mean to preach the apostle teaching? It means preaching this. Here in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul writes this, "For I deliver to you as of first importance that I also received, Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture. He was buried and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures."
所以书章第三节说，我当日所领受和传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬，就在圣经所说的第三天后复活了。
And that thing of first importance is that Christ died for our sin in accordance with the Scripture, and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scripture.
就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
Paul said this is the first, the most important thing.
保罗说，这个就是我们唯一最重要的事。
You know, the Bible is not a flat book.
圣经不是一本平板书。
Like a good novel, the Bible has twists and turns.
圣经就像一本美妙的这个小说一样，有很多的起承转折。
The Bible has valleys and builds.
有很多的低谷，有很多的高山。
The story of redemption grow and develop. Finally, it has a climax.
这个救恩的故事一直不断的流向一个高峰。
Where is that climax?
哪一个高峰呢？
The climax is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, of King Jesus.
这个高峰就是耶稣基督的受死。这个高峰。
Do you know that in the Bible, everything flows towards the cross?
你知道圣经的所有的流向都指向这个基督的受死。
Everything climaxes at the cross.
每一个都指向这个最高峰。
Jesus himself taught his disciples all the prophecy in the Old Testament is about him dying on the cross.
所以耶稣基督在49在他复活之后告诉他的这个门徒，就是有关于所有旧约对他的应允，这个预言的应验。
You know what this is?
这个是什么？你知道吗？
It's a sink.
这是一个洗手盆。
Okay, so when you turn on the water and the water flows, where would the water go?
这个啊，你打开啊水龙头的时候，这个水会跑到哪里去呢？
The water will go always go to the middle, right?
啊，这个就会流向中间。
I can drop some water on this end. I can drop water on this end, this end, this end. No matter which end you drop, the water always go down to the middle.
不管你的水是从哪一边倒进去，它都流向同一边。
And I'm telling you, that's how we should do Bible study. That's how we should preach.
我现在就要告诉你，我们这个就是我们怎么样子来啊查经，我们怎么样子来讲道。
Every sermon ends up at the cross.
每一天的讲道都是以十字架为这个高峰。
You can begin with Genesis, you will end up with Jesus.
你可以从创世纪开始，还是回到耶稣。
You can begin with Revelation, you still end up with Jesus.
你可以从启示录开始讲，同样的回到耶稣。
You can be in the book of Judges, it could be Jonah, it could be Job, it could be anything, but all things flow to the center.
不管你是从旧约、从新约，不管从哪一本书，每一个结果都是指向耶稣基督。
One time, my mother went to church.
有一天啊，我妈妈到啊这个教会。
And she came back. I asked her, "How's church today, mom?"
啊，我就问她说，妈啊，今天你去教会觉得怎么样？
She said, "Pretty good today. I think the pastor gave a really good sermon."
嗯，牧师讲的挺好的。
So I said, "What's the sermon text on?"
啊，这个到底他讲到的这个经文是什么？
She said, "The text is about Abraham, Genesis 12."
提到亚伯拉罕在这个创世纪第十二章亚伯拉罕。
And all I ask her is one question.
我只问他的一个问题。
Did the pastor talk about Jesus?
这个牧师有没有谈到耶稣？
She sing and she sing and she sing. I don't think so.
他就是不断的反复这个想来想去。没有。
And I say, Mom, I don't think it's a good sermon.
我说妈，这恐怕不是一个。
Because all water have to flow to the middle.
这个不是一个好的信息，因为所有都要指向同一个地方。
What glorified God is the preaching of the cross of Jesus.
荣耀神就是这样的一个意思。
Think about that. If you don't preach Jesus, what's the difference between us and people out there who just want to be good people?
你想想看，如果我们不传讲耶稣的话，我们跟这些外面的人有什么不同？
And what if we just go through some biblical character? Let's be like Abraham. Let's be like David. Let's be like Paul. Then what we end up is a message with no gospel.
或者我们只讲说，我们让我们来效法效法亚伯拉罕的这个榜样，效法大卫啊，效法某某人或者是保罗。
We'll die in legalism. We'll die in moralism.
我们都死在这个道德主义、这个律法主义之下。
You know this guy?
你知道这个人吗？
Donald Gray Barnhouse.
Donald Gray Barnhouse.
He 50 years ago he was a senior pastor at the Tempe Presbyterian Church in the city.
他是50多年前是在第十章的教会的主任牧师。
And Barnhouse, you know, appear on the radio quite often.
Barnhouse 在那个时候主持一个电台的节目。
And one time when he was on radio, he was answering a question, a very interesting question.
有一次他在电台里面回答一个问题。
And the question is, what would things look like in Philadelphia if Satan can take control of the city for one day?
这个问题是说，如果假设有撒旦有一天呢，能够完全的掌控费城的话。什么事情会发生呢？
No, yeah, you don't live in Philly, you don't know how Philly is bad, you know?
你没有住在城里面，你大概很难
想象。Philly is, on a normal day, is pretty bad.
在正常的时候都已经很糟糕。
And when you think about Satan going to take over Philly for one day, you have to lock yourself in the basement.
如果是撒旦来控制那一天，那你就是躲到地下室去。
But Barnhouse has a very interesting answer.
But Barnhouse 不这样回答。
He says this.
他说，
This is what I will imagine of Philadelphia.
这是我会这么来想象。
He said, all the bars will be closed.
他说啊，所有酒吧都要关门。
Pornography vanish.
这些色情行业啊，都要滚蛋。
Pristine street will be filled with tidy pedestrians who smell at each other. There will be no swearing. Children will say yes sir and no ma'am.
这些孩子们简直是彬彬有礼到让你难以想象。
And what? Churches will be filled every Sunday.
教会在每一个主日都充满了人。
Can you imagine? That's like heaven, isn't it? Everybody dressed up on Sunday morning and go to church. The church is full filled with people.
大家穿戴整齐都来上教堂。
But what is the punchline?
真正厉害是什么呢?
Where Christ is not preached.
在那个教堂里面，在任何教堂里面呢，基督耶稣都没有被提到。That's
what Paul said. If Satan will control the devil for one day, everybody will be in church listening to a sermon. The pastor will come and preach, even open the Bible, but he will not preach about Jesus Christ.
每个人这个教堂都充满人，牧师也开始在讲解经，但是呢，就不讲耶稣。
Do you know when you read the New Testament? Do you see Paul's passion about this?
当你读到这个刚刚的这些经文的时候，你能不能理解保罗的那个热忱呢？
Paul say that those are false teachers when they move you away from Jesus.
保罗所说的意思就是说，这些是假教师会把你引开离开基督的。
They teach you to be good person.
他们教你怎么样做好人。
But they are attracting you away from Jesus.
但是他们渐渐地把你引诱离开了基督。
That's what happened when Satan took over city.
这就是当撒旦掌控费城的时候的光景。
And when Satan took over this church.
当撒旦来掌控我们教会的时候。
You may think that nobody will be here on Sunday.
你在想，那个没有一样来主日的。
No wrong.
啊，你错了。
Maybe you need to move to a much bigger place.
可能我们要想说，我们要换到一个大一点教堂。
Oh, everybody is so pumped up. Nobody falls asleep.
因为每个人都来了，就大量的有个教堂，没有人在打瞌睡。
Everybody early by 1 to 2 hours. Everybody praying.
每个人都早到一两个小时啊。
And the pastor come out and open the Bible and preach.
当牧师出现的时候，打开圣经就开始讲解经文。
That's no Jesus preach.
但是就是没有提到基督。
Can you understand how profound this is? We must devote ourselves to preaching the cross. And it's not just about Sunday. Every Bible study you've ever done. Or even when you are reading your Bible on your own, you should be, the water should always flow to the middle.
甚至我们自己私下读经的时候，我们都要把我们的眼光注视指向。Okay,
so they devoted themselves to the apostle teaching.
所以他们将他们自己委身于这个使徒的教导。Number
two, they devoted themselves to the fellowship.
他们也委身于团契。What
does the fellowship mean?
团契什么意思？
Now today in America, when we think about fellowship, we think about fellowship hall.
啊，我们看到团契大概跟我们讲到教育厅。
And people joke about that. They say, oh yeah, I know, food, fun, and fellowship. When you invite people to fellowship, invite them to food, fun, you know, go somewhere. That cannot be what it means to be. The Greek word koinonia is a very deep and profound word.
这个希腊文和米亚是一个非常深层意思的。
What does it mean for us to be in fellowship?
对我们而言，到底是成为一个团体是什么意思？
First of all, it means that we are chosen people.
第一个意思就是我们是被拣选的。
To be in fellowship means that we are a chosen people.
在我们在一个团体，指的是说我们被拣选成为一个族群。
Now, do you remember the original Lord of the Ring movie?
你记得这个魔戒这个电影吗？
What is it called?
这个叫什么?
It's called the Fellowship of the Ring.
提到说他们是魔戒的这个团体。
They are a group of people chosen to protect this ring.
有一群人呢被选出来，被选拔出来来保护这个魔戒。
A group of people chosen on a mission, on a journey.
这一群人被选拔出来，特别的任务就是来进入到一场这个他们的这个旅程当中，来保护这个魔戒。
And it's the same with us. We are chosen people on a journey.
我们也好像我们是被选召出来。
But ours is not the fellowship of the rain. Ours is the fellowship of Jesus. We're chosen in Christ. Right? Ours is the fellowship of the gospel. Saved by the gospel. And we have the fellowship of the cross. We live up the cross, we follow the cross. And we are on a journey. See, when God chose us, He gave birth to us to make us a new humanity. Let me repeat again, we are a new humanity.
告诉你们,我们是个新的群体,是新的人类。
We're a new kind of human being. We're like this group of people. We're like the X-Men. Do you know why they are called the X-Men? You know, as it turned out, you know, in the original comic story, they are called X-Men because they have X gene. Do you understand? They have X gene that the rest of the mankind have none. So let me ask you, what is the X gene for the Christian? Do you know that when you truly believe in Jesus, we have X gene that the world doesn't have? What's that X gene? The X gene is faith. Do you know what faith is? Some of you may say, I know, Pastor. Oh, yeah, faith is the very power that if I have faith, I can get anything from God. Oh, the Bible says all things are possible with him who believes. So if I have faith, will you teach me how to have faith so I can get all the things I want? Is this what faith is? Crazy. It's not what faith is. The Bible tells us that faith is a gift from God. No one can, you know, just make, create something themselves. God gave us a gift. God gave us a gift, and the gift is faith. What is faith like? Faith like sixth sense. I think a few months ago I came here, Rich, I told you that faith is like sixth sense. Have you watched that movie Sixth Sense 10 years ago? Man in Philadelphia, right? That boy has sixth sense. What does that mean?
什么意思?
Well, he can see, other people cannot see. He can see ghosts, right? Faith is sixth sense. Faith is like the 3D glasses that enable us to see what the rest of the world cannot see. Faith let us see our sin. Faith let us see the wrath of God. And faith enables us to see our need for salvation. Now think about that, if you live in Japan now. When you see the tsunami coming, and you want to run, all you can see is this tsunami, right? And this is a tsunami that everyone can see, everyone will run. But if you are a Christian, you see a far greater tsunami behind this physical tsunami. What do you see? You see the wrath of God. You see, the non-Christian will never be able to see that. They think the greatest disaster is that physical tsunami. But we have been given faith to believe that the greatest wrath is not the physical tsunami. That is a judgment for eternity.
在这个实体的海啸背后有更大的一个海啸，就是神的愤怒。
So if let us see our sins, our the wrath of God, our need for salvation, they also enable us to turn to the cross and run to Jesus.
神这个信心不但让我们看到我们的罪，还有神的愤怒拯救必要，也让我们看到十字架。
It is this faith that saves us.
就是因为这样的信心拯救我们。
Now faith is not just a 3D glass, it is also a telescope.
啊，信心也不单只是像这个3D 的这个镜片而已，而且是一个望远镜。
It is an infinite telescope.
是一个可以看到无限远的一个望远镜。
Now you interview the non-believers.
如果你来访问一个不信的人，
all they can see is this life, right?
他们能够看到的就是今生。
Can they see anything beyond this life?
他们能够看到超越这个。
Nobody knows.
我想，哎呀，没有人知道。
But we see something different, right?
但我们看到。
Because we can see infinite distance, we see the new heaven and earth.
但我们可以看到那个永恒，看到新天新地。
We see heavenly inheritance waiting for us.
我们看到那天上的基业等着我们。
We see eternal glory.
我们看到那永恒的荣耀。
We see a kingdom that no one else see in this world.
我们看到国度，神的国度是这地上的人所看不到的。
Because we see all these things, we don't live for this world, we live for next world, we live for Jesus' kingdom.
因为我们能够看到这一切别人所看不到的，因此我们不是在盼望今生，乃是盼望耶稣基督为我们所预备的。
We see King Jesus sitting on his throne.
你看到耶稣基督，君王耶稣坐在高高的坐在宝座上吗？
We see Jesus directing his church and commanding us to stay faithful to him in this generation.
我们看到耶稣基督直接的指挥我们，要我们信心的在地上靠他的生活。
You see, faith enables us to live the Christian life.
信心让我们能够有能力能够过今生生活。
Now you know what these are?
这个是什么呢？
They are cute ducklings.
啊，很多可爱的这些小鸭。
But you should know that they are ducklings.
啊，他们就是小鸭。
Okay. Now, do you know what these are?
这些是什么呢？
Well, they are also very cute, look like duckling too.
他们也看起来很像那个小鸭。
More on the ugly side.
啊，看起来有点丑。
But what are these?
啊，到底是什么呢？
They are swans.
他们是天鹅。
You know what's the difference between swan and ducks?
到底这个天鹅跟小鸭，这个一般的鸭子有什么不同呢？
Let me ask you, what's that? You have ever, you know, read the story about the ugly duckling, right?
也许你总是读过丑小鸭的故事。
So when they're young, you know, this little baby swan is just following the duckling, but she is kind of a little bit ugly side.
啊，当它小的时候呢，它就随着这些鸭子啊，东走西走的。
But as they begin to grow, the difference begin to show.
但当它渐渐长大的时候，它这个跟鸭子之间的区别出来的。
What's the difference?
有什么区别呢？
The ultimate difference is that the duck cannot fly.
最终的区别就是这个鸭子不能飞。
The swan will fly.
You understand?
Swan belongs to the sky.The duck will always be a two-dimensional animal.
But
one is a three-dimensional animal. The other one is just a two-dimensional animal. Dear brother and sister, this is a picture about Christian in the world. We are swan, we have wings, we can fly.
我们是天鹅，我们有翅膀，我们可以飞翔。
But the rest of this world, they are two-dimensional animal.
但是这个世界呢，就是这个二次空间的啊，他们只是像鸭子在这个地面上。
I tell you, it's very difficult for a swan to live in the midst of ducks.
实在告诉你，让天鹅活继续的啊，在它的一生当中活在鸭子群中，实在是痛苦。
Because the swan will tell the duck all the beautiful things he or she can see in the sky.
因为这些天鹅总会告诉他的鸭子朋友说，这个天空是何等美妙。
But the duckling will never understand.
但是这些鸭子说。
Then you're lying. There's no truth. There's no sky. It's just everything is flat. Did you see how we struggle with this? We have a different vision of this world. And this vision allows us to have spiritual fellowship. This is the picture of fellowship.
这个是一个 团契的一个画面。
Once in a while, once a week or so, does one got to get together?
啊，总有这个几天啊，每几天一次，或者每个礼拜一次，这些天和聚一起。
Hey Joseph, I really miss you, man.
啊，我真的是很想你哦。
Like all the duckling outside, I can't talk to them about spiritual things.
我那些鸭子的朋友那边，真的很难跟他们交流。
They keep talking about the cars, the house, and the kids' education. I just don't understand.
我们都谈到这个车展啊，什么这些啊，孩子教育啊，这个房子啊，我
太感动了。So much wanted to talk about the heavenly things.
我个人想要来谈谈这个天空，这个广阔的天空啊。
Isn't it wonderful to talk thing about Jesus?
我们来谈论耶稣基督，岂不是一个很很美妙的？
Isn't it wonderful to think about what He has promised in the eternity?
谈论耶稣基督给我们的这个永恒的应许，岂不是一个很美妙的？
You see, this should be an image that should be the pattern of your spiritual fellowship.
这应当是我们的属灵的这个传统。
So these three groups, I expect you to be like this.
这三个组，刚刚我们上来的这个入会的三个组，希望都是成为这样子的团契。
Do not let the dog talks get into fellowship.
不要让你的团契里面都是在谈鸭子的事情。
Talk about heavenly things.
谈谈天上的事。
Because we are made for heaven.
因为我们是为天上而预备的。
Do you know this guy?
你知道这个人吗？
You may or may not know. This is a very well famous guy called John Bunyan.
这个是叫做本人约翰。
He wrote a book that is second only to the Bible in the English publication.
他写了一本书是仅次在这个受欢迎的程度仅次于圣经的。
Called Pilgrim's Progress.
就是天路历程。
You know, you all know that, right?
啊，你都知道了。
So we know him to be a, you know, a Christian, a pastor.
啊，他成为了一个基督徒，也成为了一个牧师。
But it's very interesting because he kind of came to faith pretty late in his life.
啊。但是他是很晚才成为一个
Relatively, he was attending church for a long time.
他加入教会很久了。
And not only was he attending church, he was also a talker.
他不但加入教会，他也很喜欢讲。
He can talk a lot. He can talk about things you know you can find in the Bible.
他可以谈论一些很多这个在圣经里面的故事。
So you can imagine he almost become the elder.
你几乎可以想象他大概就是教会长老了。
But you know what? He doesn't know God.
其实他不认识神。
How did he become a Christian?
为什么他成为基督徒呢？
Well, it's an interesting story.
有一个很有趣的故事。
One time he was on a business trip.
有一次他在一个生意的这个旅程。
And he went to another town.
他到别的一个城去做生意。
And he walked by three or four ladies talking on the street.
他就经过这个四五个妇女，他们聚在那边谈论。
And these are uneducated women who are just chatting while they're working.
这些妇女都不是什么高深知识的人，但是他们就在那边谈论，在那边交谈。
And he described his encounter with them this way.
他本人约翰自己描述说，当他看到这几个妇女他所领受的。
He said, I came.Where there were three or four women sitting at the door in the sun talking about the things of God.
他说我有一天我走过一个地方，看到有四五个妇女呢，他们在那边在太阳底下晒太阳，他们在谈论一件事情，有关于神的事。
And then he said, I drew near to hear their discourse.
我就凑进去听听他们的谈话的内容是什么。
He said, I heard.But understood not, for they were far above out of my reach.
我想要试图了解他们在讲些什么，但是这些人所谈的远远超过我能理解。
You understand what he's experiencing?
你知道他所经历的是什么事？
At that very moment, he realized he was a duck.
在那个时刻，他觉得他自己就像一只鸭子一样。
These three, four women, they are flying in the sky.
这几个妇女，她们是什么？天鹅，她们飞到天空。
They were talking about heavenly talks.
她们谈论天空的事情。
And he began to panic. He said, "I don't understand what they're talking about."
他终于认识到了，我完全不是了解他们在。
What were they talking about?
他们在谈什么？
Their talk was about a new birth.
他们所谈的是一个新生的。
The work of God in their hearts.
神的工作在他们的心里面。
How they were convinced of the miserable state by nature.
他们在谈论一个特别的事情，就是他们的本来的一个非常可怜的光景。
And how they talk about how God visited their soul with the love in the Lord Jesus.
然后有一天
And the promises that Jesus gave that have refreshed, comfort, and support them against all the temptations of the devil. They are talking about the gospel. You understand? That's what fellowship is about. When we gather together, we're supposed to be talking about the gospel. Yes, you cannot pretend that you are talking about, you cannot just learn some Christian jargon. This gospel has to be real to you. You know, we have that phrase about the parrot, you know, talking human language, right? No, 鹦鹉, you know, it's still a parrot.
不管怎么样, 它是就是个鹦鹉。
Hello, it's still a parrot.
它就是会重复的话。
In the same way, a duck may learn some languages from the swan, but they remain a duck.
同样的, 这些鸭子可能学习像这个天鹅一样呱呱呱，但是它们就是鸭子。
What does it mean for us today? To devote ourselves to fellowship. First, when we gather together, we have to talk about
fellowship.
Because that's what fellowship is about. Fellowship is not we gather together and talk about how to work and when you pray for your work and all this stuff. No! No, we talk about heavenly things. We encourage each other with the promise that man cannot see with the eyes. We must devote ourselves to fellowship. Spiritual fellowship. But there's another layer to it. Because there will be dust among us. Now I don't want to warn you. I don't want to scare you. But I think I would not be responsible if I don't say it. Every church has some ducks. Some more than others. I mean, as much we hope that all of us here will be in heaven worshiping, chances are we don't know. If you realize that when you listen to the gospel, this thing doesn't really hit you as something you understand, you're in trouble. Or even easier, you know, if you listen to the pure gospel and you fall asleep, there's something wrong with you. I tell you about my dad. Even my dad has been going to church all this year. I always question, does he really know God? Occasionally, my dad will come back from Sunday and give me a call from Hong Kong. And he said, I heard a really good sermon today. And the guy was talking about this and that. And immediately I know he heard a bad sermon. Because the sermon that will keep my dad awake usually is bad. If he heard a good swan sermon, he would fall asleep. It's scary to think that. But if you are dumb, you better admit to it, and it's good because you are in a place where the gospel will be
preached.
How much I hope that all the ducks will turn into John Bunyan. What a wonderful thing it would be. Number three, they devoted themselves to the breaking of bread. What does that mean? It probably looks like in every way a reference to a Lord's Supper. It is about Jesus' Last Supper. Now, nowadays, most evangelical churches celebrate the Lord's Supper about once a month.
今天的这个教会通常我们每一个月一次来纪念主餐。
But in the early church, they probably celebrate every week, if not more often.
但是初代教会他们很有可能每个月在聚集的时候都有主餐，甚至有更多。
In other words, the Lord's Supper is at the center of Christian worship.
而这个意思就是，这个主餐是当时基督徒聚会的一个中心焦点。
So what's so special about the Lord's Supper that make it at the center of the Christian worship?
到底主餐成为基督徒聚会的一个焦点中心聚会什么意思呢？
Or simply said, the Lord's Supper is a visible embodiment of the gospel.
简单而言，就是这个主餐就是耶稣基督的这个实体的化身。
Now you know what the Lord's Supper is, right? So what the Last Supper is, right?
主的最后晚餐什么意思？
The Last Supper was the Passover meal.
就是所谓逾越节的晚餐。
And this Lord's Supper could be traced all the way back to the Old Testament.
而这个逾越节的晚餐一直可以追溯到在旧约时代。
Now the Jews like the Chinese, they love to eat. They love to host banquets. They like to invite their friends and family and eat together. But different from the Chinese, the Jews learn about feasting from their God. The Jewish God, Yahweh, is a feasting God.
犹太人的这个神亚威是一个喜欢宴席的神。
And therefore God instituted Passover feast of unleavened bread feast of tabernacle the Pentecost. God loved to feast.
所以这样的神设立了很多的这样逾越节的晚餐，然后会幕，还有这个五旬节的这个晚餐。
And then came Jesus.
然后耶稣。
God became man.
神成了人,
the word became flesh.
这个道成了肉身,
and guess what Jesus did?
耶稣做什么?
Jesus loved feasting.
耶稣也喜欢,
Jesus loved feasting with sinners.
耶稣喜欢与罪人坐席。
He loved so much to eat with sinners that people call him glutton and drunkard.
这些耶稣基督喜欢与罪人一起吃喝，以至于这些人说他这些怀善说他贪食好酒。
When Jesus was on earth, he and his life were formed like a dining club.
耶稣在世的时候，这些跟着他一起的这些门徒们，好像成立一个流水席的俱乐部。
They go from town to town and keep having feasts with all the sinners.
他们从这个城到那个城，从这个村庄到那个村庄吃喝喝。
And when Jesus talked about story about the kingdom, his most favorite story is the banquet.
当耶稣基督提到神的国的时候，就提到宴席。
The kingdom of God is like a banquet.
神的国就像一个宴席。
And you send out people to invite them.
他就把很多人叫出去，来邀请外面人进来。
Now today, when we think about a church,
当我们想到教会的时候，
we think about a pastor preaching and a group a crowd listening.
我们想到耶稣在上面讲，不是在牧师在上面讲道，很多人在底下听。
But the early church appeared to the outsider like a dining club.
在初代的教会，从外人的眼光来看，这群人很像是一个吃喝的一个俱乐部。
The Christian church is a very special kind of restaurant.
基督徒的团体就是一个很特别的这个餐馆。
I have a name for it. It's called E Life Cafe.
这个餐馆叫做生命酒家。
And on their menu, there are only two items.
在他们的这个菜单里面只有两项菜。
One is the bread of life.
这是生命的面包。
And the other one is the wine of the heavenly kingdom.
第二个就是天国的红酒。
Can you imagine that you go to a special restaurant? What's special for today? The special for today is the same every day.
如果你想让你到一个地方去餐馆的话，这个里面只有两个东西。
And one is the bread of life, one is the kingdom wine.
一个就是生命面包，一个是天国的红酒。
Wow, what's so special about it?
这个餐馆有什么特别呢？
Okay, let me have some bread, let me have some wine.
让我有一点面包。
No, you cannot have it.
你可以。
Because the price are off the roof.
你不能再定了，因为这个价钱一直调涨。
Come on, I'm loaded. Tell me how much.
我这个荷包满满。
How much can I get?The bread and the wine. This is how much you're going to pay. That's not $8. It's infinity. No one can afford the meal. But yes, no one can afford not to eat the meal. Because of sin, the wrath of God is upon us. This is our antidote. Without this, we'll die forever. But yet, none of us have the money to pay for it. So how can we get in? How can we afford this meal? By special promotion. Have you ever been to IHOP? Occasionally we take our kids to IHOP. But only when they have special promotion. Call Kids Eat Free. When that promotion show up, we'll go. As it turned out, the church has a promotion too. But the church promotion is not Kids Eat Free. It's Sinners Eat Free. You see? This bread, this wine is off the chart. No one can afford to eat, but there is a special promotion. Sinner eat free. Everyone who is not a sinner cannot afford it, but everyone who is a sinner get to eat free. It's free not because the food is yucky. Sometimes people give you free food. You want to think twice about that. But this is not is free, not because it's cheap, but because somebody paid for it. Who paid for it? Jesus paid for it. When you say we devoted ourselves to the breaking of bread, we're devoting ourselves to remember Jesus, what He has done for us. Because without Jesus at the cross, there will be no bread. Without Jesus at the cross, there will be no wine. Thank God for the cross. One time, an old Chinese pastor said, outside of the church, of every Chinese church, there should be a banner. And the banner is, there's no single good person in this church. Because only sinner should be here. And sinner is free. Thank you, Jesus. Sinner is free. Lastly, they devoted themselves to the prayers. Some people say that prayer is the powerhouse of the church.
比如说, 就像你这个,
no wonder the most American churches are under power. We are under power because few people like to gather to pray. But more important than that, when they do gather to pray, they pray for the wrong things. Now, one pastor friend of mine once lamented that their prayer meeting is like organ concerto. Why? Because we pray for the heart, we pray for the lungs, we pray for the feet, the hands, the back, the eyes, shoulder, you name it. And when we have no health issue, we begin praying for jobs, for career, for school education, you name
it.
Have you ever realized none of this prayer doesn't appear in the Bible? Does it not tell you something wrong with our prayer? Let's take a look at Acts chapter 13. Luke writes this, while the believers at Antioch were worshipping God and fasting, the Holy Spirit came, set apart Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I called him.
13:13,
now here say that they are fasting. But I can guarantee you that they are praying. Fasting is a more urgent form of praying. See, the mission of the church begins with prayer. But what kind of prayer? Can you imagine they were praying for organs and jobs and family while the Spirit of God come upon them to send them out? Can you imagine God coming to a church when they're praying for all those things? I cannot. I bet that they're praying something else. They're praying for the glory of God. They're praying for God's kingdom. They're praying for God's kingdom to come upon their life and also to other people who are around them. I think they're praying the Lord's Prayer. Jesus said, you pray like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the Christian life. What does it mean to live as a Christian? It means praying for God's kingdom to come down. Pray for God's kingdom, God's kingship to be in my life. Pray that Jesus will be on the throne in my life. I could become his faithful soldiers and pray for his kingdom to come upon our community, our nation, our city, whatever you name it. It is a heavenly prayer. I tell you, this is the prayer that one would love to pray. And this is the prayer that doubt do not know how to pray. So if you are praying all these things for yourself, your health and all these things, gosh, that sounds like a doubt to me. But the swan, they pray the heavenly prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Because they have seen the glory of God. So therefore we pray that God's kingdom will come upon our life. We pray that our faith will grow. We pray that we'll see more of our sin and more of God's love for us. We pray that the cross will get bigger and bigger in our lives. We pray that we will have the infinite telescope to see beyond this world into all these eternal glories. We pray that we will begin to grow our wings and begin to fly, and we pray that the whole church together will be flying. We want to see God's kingdom expand in this world. You know, that's why I like the IHOP. IHOP, you know, when you bring it up, is International House of Pancake. It's not Philadelphia House of Pancake, it's international. And in the same way, the Church of Jesus Christ is not just E-Cafe, Eli Cafe, but E-Cafe International.
同样的, 耶稣基督的这个, 这个, 这个食堂, 这个, 这个餐馆,
Our dream and our prayer is that Jesus' blood will be spilled in each and every corner of this world. We pray that in each and every corner of this world there will be an Eli cafe serving bread and wine. That's God's kingdom. That's the prayer of this
morning.
Let's pray that the cross will be rooted in every corner. So what is a 21st century church look like? It must be a church that's devoted to the apostle teaching. It must be a church that is devoted to true spiritual culture. It must be a church that is devoted to the breaking of bread. And it must be also a church that is devoted to the prayers. Not just praying in general, but praying for God's kingdom, praying the cross to be rooted in every corner of this world. The 21st century biblical church is one that focuses their eyes single-mindedly on the cross of Jesus. Is this your church? It better be. We pray wholeheartedly that that will become our church. Seriously, it really doesn't matter whether you have your own church building or not. It doesn't matter, whether you have a nice facility and nice piano and all that. It's all not important. But these four things you can never miss. This has to be at the core of our DNA. Let's pray and labor for it. Our Father in heaven, have mercy on your church today. Have mercy on the Chinese church. We know that when we really expand each and every one of these elements, we realize that how lacking the Chinese church has been. When we are supposed to preach the cross, we preach moralism. Well, we're supposed to be engaged in spiritual fellowship, we are no different than our non-Christian neighbors. When we are supposed to be celebrating your sacrifice for us each and every moment of our life, we fall short and think so little of Christ's sacrifice. And while we are supposed to be praying for your heavenly kingdom to come, we spend most of our energy praying for the things that we want. Forgive us. And you must do all you can, Lord, to awaken us from our spiritual slumber. Let this church be a church of devoted Christians. Lord, pray that we will be a church that flies. And we pray for each and every one of us that we will fly with Jesus. Thank you so much for being a good God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.